Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and from the New York City mayoral campaign, which is turning into a real three-way race or maybe still a five-way race. We turn now to New Jersey, where it was never much in doubt who would win the primaries yesterday. As expected, despite bad weather and low voter turnout, the mayor of Newark, Cory Booker, won the Democratic primary easily. Steve Lonergan coasted to the Republican nomination. And here to go through the results with me is Nancy Solomon, the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Brian.
And how lopsided were these results?
They were lopsided. Booker took 59% statewide. He killed in Passaic and Union counties, 74% in Passaic, 68% in Union. Those are counties with big African-American populations. Essex County, he did well, 67%. That's his home county. But, you can kind of see that little bit of that very vocal group of people who really don't like Booker in his backyard. And then Pallone took Middlesex, his home district. Holt took Mercer and Hunterdon counties. This is down in the middle part of the state. That's where these guys are from. That's where they're known. They just could not get traction outside of their home district.
How low was the voter turnout yesterday, and why was it so low?
Well, it wasn't as low as 2006, which was the lowest primary. But, here's an open seat. We haven't had an open seat in a long time. The last time we had an open seat, Corzine appointed Menendez, and then he ran a year later, so it wasn't really open. And This is what Booker's now, if he wins, would go on to do. I mean, we'll still have an election in November 2014 for this seat. But, the weather was bad, but I think it seemed like a foregone conclusion. The polls were very definitive, and Republicans weren't offered much of a choice. They had two Tea Party candidates to choose from. And I think people felt that Booker was going to win it handily, and there just wasn't a whole lot of motivation.
A report on WNYC earlier today, as you know, talked about a woman who said she would have loved to vote in the primary, but just had no idea it was happening. Do you think that there was poor dissemination of even the fact of this election?
Well, and there was that. August 13th. Who votes on August 13th? This week it has
been. And it was a special primary. The usual New Jersey primary is in June, and this was a special primary for this special Senate election because of the death of Senator Lautenberg.
Right. And Governor Christie had a choice. He could have gone with putting this special election to marry it with the general election in November and put the candidates on the ballot then. He chose to have it in October, and we were just having a primary at the time that Lautenberg died, so they had to hold the primary now.
Right.
A lot of New Jersey towns are kind of ghost towns this week. I mean, this is really peak vacation time. So I think that certainly contributed to it as well. I think a lot of people really weren't paying attention that it was a big primary for a federal seat.
So what is the campaign between Booker and Lonergan, who we keep referring to as a Tea Party candidate? They were really both Tea Party candidates. The physician, Alida Eck, very against Obamacare as a doctor. And they both identified with the Tea Party. But we have Tea Party candidate Steve Lonergan. We have candidate Cory Booker now in the general election, that special election, as you said, October 16th. What's that campaign going to be like?
It's hard to conceive of a scenario in which Steve Lonergan can beat Cory Booker. I mean, if you just look at the primary vote totals, the number of Republican voters, 129,000 and change, the number of Democratic voters in this small election, 352,000, a lot of Republican voters that we've been talking to over the last few weeks, they feel that they don't have a choice, that they are not as conservative as Steve Lonergan, and so they're being pushed to Booker. And Booker's a pretty attractive candidate to moderates. He's very pro-business, and he's pro-privatization. He's going to call me about this. He's pro charter schools and vouchers in terms of education. He's allied with Christie on many things. So I think Republicans are going to see things in Booker that they like. And it just it's pretty inconceivable, given the polling numbers and given Lonergan, that this is going to be a competitive race.
And I already heard last night in Booker's victory speech how he's positioning himself to get that broad center. He talked about bipartisanship. He talked about building bridges, where obviously Lonergan will be running as more of a flamethrower or an outspoken conservative who's very anti-democratic party. And you mentioned Booker's positions on education, which, you know, is conservative in the scheme of things, with his support for even some private school vouchers, not just public charter schools. Steve Lonergan runs in part on eliminating the federal Department of Education. And I think in New Jersey, correct me if you disagree, a state that so values its quality public schools, they may be in favor of some of Governor Christie's reforms, especially with respect to teacher contracts and evaluations. But they don't want to see the Federal Education Department go away.
No, and I think, you know, it's fair to say that Lonergan has never really gotten any traction statewide in New Jersey, that his positions are to the right of the bulk of the Republican Party and the independent voters who make up such a large voting bloc. So, you know, this was a gift from Chris Christie, that Christie didn't push any of his allies in the Republican Party, his close associates, to run. He didn't appoint Joe Carillos or Tom Kaine Jr. to go to Washington and to leap into this race.
Though Christie says he is going to endorse Lonergan, who we remember once ran against Christie. When Christie was running for governor, Lonergan was the other candidate in the primary.
This is going to be a lot of fun, because there is no love between those guys. And what you're going to see, I think Christie's behavior during last year's election cycle, before the general election, when one of his best friends, the guy who introduced his wife to Christie to marry Pat, Joe Carillos, was running as the Republican candidate for the Senate against Menendez, and Christie was basically a no-show in that campaign. This is one of his closest friends, and they're ideological twins. I mean, they agree on everything. And Christie was out campaigning nationally, and was, he was the GOP keynote speaker for the national convention. He was traveling all over the country for national candidates and for Republican candidates, building his profile. And Carillos was just dying on the vine, not getting any kind of media attention. So it's inconceivable to me that we're going to see Chris Christie out stumping for Steve Lonergan.
All right. Well, we'll still have invitations out to both candidates, because a contrast of views is always good. That's why we have elections, and we'll discuss those issues on this show and invite both candidates back as they came on during the primaries in the coming weeks before that October 16th special election. And there they go. And we thank New Jersey Public Radio managing editor Nancy Solomon for breaking down yesterday's primary day election results.
Thanks. You're welcome,
and
Brian.
By the way, we'll talk more about Chris Christie in a national context next hour with the legendary Washington Post political reporter Dan Balls. But coming up next, should the Fort Hood shooter be allowed to commit suicide by death penalty? We'll talk to an expert on the case and take your call. Stay with us.